I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. It's no secret the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic is affecting the global economy, but it wasn't until recently that Bruce Smith of Wycliffe Associates realized just how intensely their partners around the world were hit.
Many of the partners we work with around the world live on the edge of poverty in normal times. And so when the global economy shuts down, it's those people at the most vulnerable end of the spectrum that are immediately impacted.
Donations are down for ministries all over the world as people attempt to save money during quarantine. Plus, when some countries shut down, so does access to food and other basic supplies. The result? Some Wycliffe Associates partners are facing starvation. As you feel led, come alongside believers facing starvation and dire poverty with your prayer and resources. And the pandemic has disrupted everyday lives, business, and ministries worldwide. At the same time, it's opening doors for the Word of God to reach people who may not have had access to it before. World Missionary Press distribution partners are finding creative ways to overcome pandemic restrictions. They use scripture booklets from World Missionary Press to share the hope of Christ. Helen Williams from WMP says there's an easy way to help.
Well, we do need prayer that these shipping containers would be released and that there would be opportunities to send them out, because our people on the field are telling us there's a hunger for the word, there's an opening for the word, people are fearful. They are looking at great opportunities to give out the word when it gets there.
Please pray people around the world would be encouraged by God's word and those tasked with bringing it to them. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Bibles for the World offers the free book, The Dime That Lasted Forever, by Rachunga Padidi. Get your copy when you sign up at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.